What's up, people? Ireland is preparing his voice for Saturday's game one of the Lakers and Nuggets in Denver.
You know what? If he can't make it, maybe I should be the lead.
You should. You should be the A on the broadcast.
Did you hear that broadcast
I did not hear you as the A. How was Momo as the A?
She was great as the A.
By the way, I love that people now, just like our regular listeners, know who's the A and who's the B.
It's good.
It's inside radio.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. And you did a great job
as A. Thanks, man.
You made me do absolutely everything.
I made him work hard.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I made the whole rundown for her. I had different
topics. He wrote the teases and stuff.
You wrote teases?
Oh, yeah.
All the teases word for word, but it was good to have it right there.
Yeah. So all the producing
but
that
you know
I,
what?
You don't
the
do
last
for
hour
me,
of the
you
show,
for MoMA?
I do different producing for you, and it's good producing that you enjoy.
It's what I need.
That for Greg.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So, like, basically, Greg did so much work for this,
mm-hmm.
and I actually used a lot of what you did.
You did?
And then Ireland came in the morning, still sent the email with like 20 stories.
Ireland is always good. Even today he sent an email.
He's not
on the air.
And then
he feels bad that he's not here. But I mean, the voice is the voice.
Yeah. And Greg basically, but I don't know if we didn't really say this, and I gave him some grace, okay? But the last hour of the show, he kind of started creeping back into... He
pulled it back.
He pulled
100%.
It back. The last hour of the show, he
was doing
like,
all the teases.
Yeah.
He was being like, Momo, let's talk about this next.
Yeah.
So Ireland can't resist.
He could not
resist.
It
was like 2 hours. He let me run the show, and then the last hour, he was like, nah.
I even told him ahead of time, I said, do not do anything. Nothing. Don't send an email. Do nothing. We can have all the content.
Yeah.
It'll be all set up for you. And it was. He still sent it out.
And
still
the truth is, I was fine letting him do that because I felt like it is his show. And
exactly.
We're not acknowledging that he's clawing back the lead mic. He's still sitting in his usual place.
Right,
like, this
right.
is where he sits when he
oh,
does the
he
show.
Oh, he sat in the beach chair?
Yeah, and I sat in your chair.
Oh, sat in the captain's chair.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. Yeah.
She pushed it all the way up.
Yeah, and I turned the headphones down. Because.
By the way, I got another request for $99.99 from Dimitri Vasilyev.
Are they just changing their names around every time they send one?
I don't know. Is it one person just sending different
yes.
Russian names?
You no,
need
I think
to
it's
block
bots.
It.
I think it's
you
bots.
Need to block it or it's going to keep coming through.
Is this like, is this what they talk about with like trolls, Russian trolls?
Yes, you're in a bot farm.
Yeah, in a bot farm, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN.
Oh, darn.
Momo's taking Nuggets
so
and six. In my analyst brain, I'm taking Nuggets and six, but in my fan brain, I'm taking Lakers and six.
I mean, honestly, Nuggets and six is kind. It might be
sadly,
4 or 5.
It is. It could be a gentleman's sweep.
So, but
Bergman, you have a different take on it.
No, so I do. But Momo, did everybody? Has that come out yet?
No, we just sent it.
Okay,
in
just sent it today. Okay, so yes, I do have a different take. I think so many things have changed from last year to this year.
What are the things?
I think they're shooting better from 3-point range. I think they're better. They have been better defensively.
I guess what I'm asking is personnel wise, there's not a lot of difference. You subtract Bruce Brown, you flip Gabe Vincent in for Dennis Schroeder,
sure.
and you've got kind of and you subtract. Jared Vanderbilt, you kind of have the matchup.
Right, but you also having a D'Lo who's playing much, much better than he was playing last year, shooting over 40%. Austin Reeves is playing better than he was last year. The starting five is really, really good with way
they
that
were playing pretty well last year, too.
They were playing pretty well, but it was a little bit different. They were kind of going in and out, and you had no backup center. Jackson Hayes, I don't think, is the greatest backup center, but he's better than anything they got from Wayne Gabriel. I mean,
Wenyan.
Exactly.
Gabriel,
I didn't even know his name, but Wenyan Gabriel.
He was all right. He was just really small for the
right.
I think they're going to miss Vando in this series.
Yeah,
he's their second best defensive player.
This is if the Lakers are going to win this series, or if they have a chance to even to extend it.
Yeah.
Okay. They've got to have absolutely monster games from Anthony Davis every single time.
Yes.
He's got to get Jokic in foul trouble.
Yep.
They've got to get him the ball early. Like, to me, the way the Lakers win this series is by Anthony Davis dominating. Like, he's got to be the guy.
Agreed.
They got to force feed him in the post, make Jokic play defense, get foul trouble on Gordon or Jokic, whoever else you get. Because, you have to play on your terms. Like, the way you win a series is when you play at your pace, when you play on your terms. When you watched the Heat Sixers last night, Miami played zone the entire time.
Yeah.
I think they would have won the game if Jimmy didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so
I think they would have won. He has the MCL issue. He's going to miss a couple weeks, according to Woj.
Yep.
But I think... like when he got hurt, the whole game changed. But Miami played zone.
Yeah.
It totally messed Philly up.
Right.
Like, if the Lakers are going to win the series, they have to play on their terms. They have to play at their pace. They have to play on their terms. I actually think they match up really well because they're big.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You got to be a big team to play with
but
the Nuggets.
But why doesn't Anthony Davis defend Jokic
because
effectively?
Because Jokic very rarely plays like in the post.
Yeah, true.
He's actually a great.
He's pulled out.
He's kind of like a point center.
Yeah.
It's weird. He's such a good passer.
Brilliant
passer. He's like Powell. Think of how Powell used to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he's great in the post, but he facilitates from the high post all the time. He's on the perimeter. And so Anthony Davis needs to stay in the center to be the rim protector.
That means Rui probably has to chase.
Rui or LeBron.
Yeah, or LeBron.
That's what they did last
year. Chase Jokic out beyond
most the arc. Most of the people who play Denver well, like when the Clippers beat Denver, I went to this game a couple weeks ago. They beat them. They had PJ Tucker on Jokic,
a big, just a strong defender, holds his ground.
I think Jokic still had 40.
Right.
Okay, but he's strong. He roughs him up. He kind of tires him out by the end. I mean, I don't know if he tires him out. Jokic is in amazing shape, but he makes it difficult for him. He just makes his life harder. So that's the game plan against Jokic. They have their personnel.
Yeah,
Rui can do it. LeBron can do it. It takes a ton of energy, which is another reason why Anthony Davis has to carry them.
Yeah,
but the whole Lakers defense is predicated on funneling everybody who drives into Anthony Davis in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, when they lost to the Warriors, that's why. You have all these guys who can funnel, but there's no Anthony Davis there.
Yeah.
So, to me, he's just got to be a monster.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I want to get a call in for Momo. It's specifically a call for Momo.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I have something on Anthony Davis after.
Okay, good.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to Brielle in Ontario. Brielle, good afternoon.
Oh.
Hi there.
Brielle.
Brielle, say hi.
Hi.
Momo, she wanted to talk to you specifically because she plays softball.
All right.
She's a six-year-old lefty.
Lefty, all right. Born a lefty or did you turn her into a lefty?
Initially we couldn't tell if she was a lefty or a righty. But so I was practicing with her, nonstop. And then, she's a full-blown lefty. She
awesome.
Has a Freddie Freeman power. She goes oppo a lot, too.
Awesome. Have you taught her how to slap it?
Yeah. I show a lot of Freddie Freeman videos.
Awesome. So you have power and you can slap hit. Is she quick?
Yeah, she's very quick.
All right.
She plays out here in my area, in our area. And every time you guys are on the radio, I say, hey, that's Momo. She plays softball, too.
Yeah.
And she wanted to talk to you and say hi. Brielle, say hi.
Hi,
Brielle. Hey,
Brielle.
Hi, Brielle. Very nice to hear from you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate
awesome.
It.
That's cute.
Good luck in your career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she's
just
quick.
Getting started.
Well, if she's a lefty now and they've already turned her around and made her into a slap hitter, that's like, in softball, speed really matters. Like, remember how Brett Butler used to be able to slap hit?
Brett
Butler, number 22.
Excellent bunter.
Yes.
He was an excellent bunter. That's what
excellent.
I think of when I think of
yeah,
Brett Butler.
Yeah, and he would slap hit, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and if you know how to slap hit and you have power, now they have to respect you.
Yes.
They have to respect your power, and that's how you really become an effective slapper, is that they can't just cheat in on you because you'll hit it over their head.
Right.
So
right.
If she's already hitting away left-handed.
She's already a slapper.
Freddie Freeman power, he
Brielle
says.
Brielle slapping at 6 years old.
Yeah. But if you can hit away, like the really good slappers, you can... You pretend like you're going to slap hit or you're going to bunt, and then
right.
you stop, and then you swing away. Oh,
yeah.
That's killer.
All right,
yeah.
You wanted something on Anthony Davis, Bergman?
Just the only thing on Anthony Davis was just that you're saying if he has to be the man in the
every
middle.
Every single game.
He has to play amazing. He cannot guard Jokic at any
right,
point.
Exactly.
You're going to be exhausted trying to guard somebody that big, so he's never going to be
on. Because they're probably going to have, they don't have Jokic guard him.
No.
Right.
They'll probably have Aaron Gordon on him.
Yeah, because if Jokic had to guard AD, he would get tired, and you need him at his best
they'll
and most
have Aaron Gordon on LeBron or AD, depending on how they'd play it.
Right.
All right. Tell you what, coming up next, I will get to that Caitlin Clark story coming up next, because you know the guy, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. In the meantime, hey, if you're looking to turn your home into a smart oasis of comfort and luxury, look no further than Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. With over 40 years of experience in the industry, they bring you the best in smart technology from the leading companies around the world. Imagine lightning fast internet connectivity, automatic window coverings, leading TVs with immersive amps and more, all seamlessly integrated into your home for the ultimate experience in modern life. Mirror's team of qualified techs with decades of experience ensure that every job will be flawless and will exceed your expectations. Make sure your dreams come true. Make sure your smart home is a reality. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They will hook you up for sure. 310-234-4010. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, this is so upsetting. I've lost my
Venmo
studio
password?
Beats, my earbuds, and they're the expensive one. They're the black ones, the Beats, and I have no idea where they are.
Do you have like a Find My iPhone?
Oh, are there Find My Beats? Is there a Find My Beats feature?
Well, if you to find your iPhone and you Bluetoothed to your,
I did.
Maybe.
So you think I can find
try
them?
Try it.
You might be able to.
You might. I have Beats Flex, and it does that.
What is it?
Did you
Beats
check
Flex.
Your couch cushions?
I only use it a couple of places. I think somebody, I mean, I they could have disappeared
it.
From here or the gym or, I mean, I'm three places. I'm my house, the station, or the gym.
Right. Steve Zim. Did he take them?
Steve Zim.
Maybe.
No. I'm going to try the Find My iPhone thing and see if I can figure out where they are.
Hey, did you know that today is another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN? Listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour on Sunday, September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day today for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN.
You know, are you going to the Bowl this summer? Have you picked out any shows?
I want to go to the Bowl.
Love the Bowl.
It's Bowl amazing. Is just classic. I'm going to go see Noah Kahan, K-A-H-A-N, Noah Kahan. He's got a really good song called Season of the Stick right now that's excellent. Ah. Kind of folky.
Is he related to
it's
Shaka?
It's in the Mumford & Sons sort of category. It's in that sort of folky. Do you know what I'm talking about, Brian?
Momo got me with that one.
I love that Momo. I love Shaka Khan.
Noah Khan.
I saw Shaka at the Bowl.
She's great.
She was on with Michael McCarthy. Okay, everybody was like, she came on first, and I was, of course, late. And I did not realize that she was the opener for Michael McCarthy. And I assumed that Shaka Khan. I thought for sure she was the headliner because everybody there was like, I mean, like, you can just guess Shaka's demo.
Oh, sure.
It's like women.
Yeah, she's every woman.
Well done.
And it was a great scene. And Shaka was the opener. So I got there kind of towards the end. Because if you don't get to the Bowl early, you're going to get stuck in the Bowl traffic.
Right.
It's a whole thing. We got there and we caught like a couple of her songs on the way in. And then it was like Michael McCarthy the whole time.
Now, Shaka Khan, I interviewed years ago on CBS.
Michael Montgomery. McCarthy?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't
Michael
know. Michael
Montgomery.
McCarthy. Who's Michael McCarthy?
Michael McGum. I can't imagine who. Michael McDonald.
You know, Michael
is
McDonald.
Michael McDonald
the
headliner?
That's it.
Okay.
I was in the right.
You were in
realm.
This, by the way, is Noah Kahan.
I can't see you listening to this.
I listen to this all the time.
I feel like he needs to open his mouth more.
No, this is my regular.
Open his mouth.
This is in my. This is my regular mix now.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
It's COVID on the plane.
It's the season of the stick. Nobody?
Did he stalk
pass.
Your mom?
Does nobody know this song?
No.
Did he say
hard
he pass. Stalk your mom?
No.
A weird
mom
song.
Doesn't know who he is. Yeah. Nobody's in.
Does he have a crush on somebody's mom?
Come on, let's go see.
And there's COVID on the plate.
Let's all go see Noah Kahan. Wait a minute, Brian.
I'm
what's that?
I've never heard this, but I'm in.
There you go.
Yeah, see, I think this is the whitest thing I've ever
done. What line
was
the one that got you?
Yeah, this is weird.
Wait a minute. I like Mumford and Sons. I like all those. I like Chris Stapleton. I like everybody that's in that sort of category.
Sure, this is very much on brand to that, then, I guess.
Oh, this is very Alt Nation.
Let's go see Aventura, Mace.
If you listen to Sirius, it's very Alt Nation. What's that?
Aventura. They're going to be here at Crypto. Bachata, I'm down. There's hot, sexy men that could sing. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
You guys have fun. Brian and I will go somewhere else.
All right, so this is a weird, weird story.
Yeah.
Stalk your mom. It's weird.
I know.
Saw your mom. I just saw,
the lyrics. Your mom.
Yeah. Saw your mom.
Kind of creepy still, too.
did not sound like stalk your mom.
Not stalk your mom.
Oh, gosh.
She forgot that existed. Jets, it all makes sense.
Momo, you not sticking up for me with the Mumford. We went to Mumford and Sons together.
I think he's trying to be like them, but I don't know. I don't want to comment. I don't want to comment. I don't know him well enough. He probably has a great catalog of songs.
He does.
If the Bowl invited him, he's probably pretty good.
He's doing three nights at the Bowl.
That's a lot.
Wow, yeah, three straight nights. All right, so Caitlin Clark has revolutionized women's basketball and to a greater degree, women's sports in general.
Yeah.
And the other day, she was being introduced as the brand new star of the Indiana Fever. And a guy named Greg Doyle had this moment with her.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, indie star. Real quick, let me do this.
He makes
heart
sign.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
So weird.
That's really weird.
So weird.
Kind of creepy?
Yeah.
It was a little cringe.
Creepy.
No, cringy. Not even a little cringe. It was a lot cringe.
Yeah.
So I know Greg. I've met him a few times. He used to be at CBS Sports. He's always been very nice to me. I've never felt like cringy or awkward around him. I think this this felt to me like super awkward social interaction.
Yep.
That happened to be go viral, and this is our world today. You do something stupid at a press conference, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
And especially. You know, this is the new queen of women's sports.
Yeah.
This is the new hot lightning bolt.
She's
star.
One of the biggest, just not even one of the biggest stars in sports, period.
18 million people.
Yeah.
We just watched the women's national championship game. I think they outdrew the NBA draft, the WNBA draft, even though it was like she was going to go number one. I think he was trying to create rapport in a press conference and didn't realize how they would play. Like the heart thing. That's awkward.
You know what it is?
It's like the hand gesture, the heart
thing. It's like he doesn't know how to cover women's sports at this point.
Apparently.
Because he's too old school. He was trying
to be sweet. You would never do that with a male player.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it with a female player?
Could you imagine him going up to Tyrese Halliburton going
make the
heart
turn.
Tyrese.
Hi, Tyrese.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah, he's reporting differently on the men than he is on the women.
I think it was just super awkward. I think it's like not everybody knows how to talk to someone. And he actually wrote a pretty good apology column. Like he basically was like, I'm going to write, I hate when people become the story, but I'm the story. I'm that idiot. I'm writing about it. And then he wrote a column about, you know, basically when you have the viral moment, it happens pretty quick. Everybody starts texting you saying you're going viral for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm sure he went through this like process of like, oh God, I'm getting canceled. And what do I do? And he actually owned it. He tried to explain why he was so dense.
Did you buy the explanation?
I think he realized that he did something wrong. I think that he has learned something. Do I think that he still gets it? Not totally. I think he goes through. I think this is kind of like it's like a shtick. Like when you're asking questions in a press conference to get an answer. Like
it's not cancelable.
No, it's not. It's not. You don't get canceled for
awkward.
Stuff like this. It's just
and it's
weird.
Really awkward because he's gonna like she's the new big star in Indy and he's the columnist for the paper. So it's not like. I mean, they're not going to see each other, right?
No.
I like when people own that they made a mistake. Yep. I like when people do it quickly, right? And they don't. He in his column, he says, I still didn't get it until a female colleague explained it to me. Like, you wouldn't do this to a male star. He and like, you probably should have got that immediately. Like, usually your sensor goes off, like, ooh, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. And, yeah. And like, even in the moment, it was awkward. Like, Caitlin played along with him.
She did, was, but
a
it
little.
Was...
And then when he said, if you do that to me, we're going to get along just fine. She made was like, us. Like, we all were like, eh.
Right. I mean, you've got to cover. Look, yeah. She's an athlete.
Yeah.
We got to cover athletes the same, whether they're male or they're female.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't make a heart sign for Tyrese Halliburton, so you don't do it for Caitlin Clark.
No, you don't mention what they're wearing or what they're doing. It's about the game.
Yeah, you don't
itself.
Go, I like your dress.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't say things like that. Absolutely not.
I mean, look, it is, it's, I think all this stuff is ultimately good for women's sports because I've encountered so many dense men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just dense. Yeah. You don't get it. Like, I have to explain
not
it to you.
Not enlightened like me.
You're pretty enlightened.
Fairly.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, like, oh gosh, we're going to just say it, huh? Ireland can say some cringy things sometimes. Right? A little bit? A little cringy?
You're saying that.
I never feel uncomfortable.
This is a direct quote from Momo.
Sometimes.
I've gotten into enough trouble with Ireland recently. I'm going to just
Michael
say
says cringy thing. Michael,
oh, Michael says a lot of
all
no,
the time,
ridiculous
I'm like, Michael
things.
Says
but the fact cringy. About it is Michael,
but when Michael
gets
says
away
it,
with everything because yeah. he's a Laker and he's
and
an
I also
old guy.
Know, I know John really well. I don't think he means anything by it.
Right.
I think he's fine. So like, but in the setting where like we know each other. Like, this is a press conference where you don't know each other.
Yeah.
You're getting up there and making the heart sign, and you're trying to establish rapport in a weird
yeah.
way. That's super awkward.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it
like,
really
now
is.
He really gets it, right?
Yes.
So it's good for him. It's good for all women's sports that, like, the old dudes who are going to go cover her now and the old newspaper columnists who come out, they know, like, just talk to her like a normal person. She's not a little girl. You're not part of her family. You don't get to make the heart sign
with
her.
Will people still do this kind of thing, though? I mean, it's still going to happen for a little bit longer, I would assume.
No.
I mean,
honestly,
this will be the last time it happens.
This is the cautionary tale right here. This guy's getting
I hope so.
Pretty
I hope,
publicly flogged right
yeah,
now.
And like,
I
the
hope
truth
you're right.
is, like, I think she handled it very gracefully.
She did. She's been handling everything very gracefully.
She could have, like, snapped at him, like, yo, that's something I do with my family. What's up? Like, and she could have said something, like, when he made the weird comment back. She could have nailed him. Like, she could have said, like, man, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She just kind of...
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about... I think Jonathan Watson sent us this, but it's a good story. The LA Clippers have announced their ultimate wall pass, providing access to their new fan section. $1,299 for all 41 home games.
That's it? Wait,
$1,299 for all 41 home games.
They want to fill it up. It's actually really smart because they want that first
really
year,
smart.
They want to fill it up to make sure that it actually works. You get all of those Clipper fans in there. They're sitting there in the exact right spot.
You can sit as close as row 3
in the
wall section.
That's going to jack up the price in a couple years. I think it's the 1 year price, right, Mama?
Yeah, and I think the idea is like they want you to get in early and you get credit for like how many games you show up to.
Right.
Yep. And it's sort of like... Isn't it like whoever gets there earliest
whoever,
gets the better seats?
Early fans sit as close as row 3, seats based on arrival timing. So in other words, it's kind of like first come, first serve, right?
Yeah, don't be a late arriving casual fan, like an LA fan.
Is that how LAFC works? Does anybody know?
The rooting sections? Does LAFC, the 3252? I don't know exactly how that...
I think it's the same kind of thing. It's when you get there... You get whatever spot you get.
Well, they have specific groups within the 3252.
Right. They have their specific areas.
And they all have their, you know, they all rehearse and practice and make sure they're ready for the game.
Right.
But I don't think you're going to recreate that with something at a basketball arena. You're not going to get the 3252 vibe from
That's
this
what they
wall
want.
At the Intuit Dome.
That's what they want, though, right?
That is what they want. They want a soccer vibe.
So if it works, it's going to be like, wow, this is amazing. If it just falls on its face, everybody's going to make a ton of fun of it.
Yeah.
I think it actually could work. I know it's weird to say
it might work.
Give the Clippers a lot of hell all the time, but
this
could absolutely work, and it's
so,
a good idea.
Here's what Steve Ballmer's concept for the whole stadium is.
Okay.
He wants real diehard fans in the seats the whole game. If you have to get him go to the bathroom, that's why he's got all the toilets.
Toilets.
He wants you never have to stand in line. He wants, it's like, I think it's cashless or credit cardless. Like, you don't even have to get your credit card out when you buy food. You just walk in and grab something and go because your card's already
on file. I've seen that set. I mean, they have that at Dodger Stadium in a few spots. They have that at SoFi Stadium.
But he's going to have it for like the whole, and he wants like the passionate Clipper fans to go to every game and be there early and sit in their seats the whole time. He hates the idea of having empty seats that are up close.
Right, right.
You know, like the celebrities who show up really late and they leave early. He hates that.
You know what I would do if I was what I would do if I was the Clippers? I would start paying celebrities to show up and sit courtside.
Billy Crystal.
Not a bad idea.
Billy, but I mean beyond that, you want to get we all know Billy, but he should actually pay people to sit there.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
That's Dr. Dre bus. You know those seats back in the day were comps.
Yeah.
Were they?
Oh, they were comps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they got all
now,
those.
Now you got to pay.
Jack, that's
now
how
they pay.
Now, yes. Yeah.
But then they were comps.
You're right.
They were like, we want famous people sitting courtside.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that give you, because we know that there's a lot of celebrities that go to Laker games, whether they're like legit fans or not.
Right.
But, you know, I would be questioning that. Like if I see celebrities at Clipper
This
games,
is the way of the world. Like, know? Okay, all the fanatics. Why do you
right.
think
you are, by the way, are you still working for Steve Ballmer or is that relationship
how
ended?
How much do you get paid a year?
Yeah, how much you get for working for Ballmer? You're like a sleeper.
I mean, is it all under
sleeper
the table?
Clipper fan.
Are you on his payroll,
well, the
actually?
The first rule is that you don't talk about it.
No. Oh, that's the first rule. Yeah.
I want
to
know that.
So, we all signed an undisclosure.
You got the NDA.
To me, I think it's, I think what people miss about all, like, you know, Michael Rubin's parties and stuff, like the Fanatics party that he has at the white party out in the Hamptons every
year. Okay, yeah. That sounds those, like me and the Hamptons don't go together.
No, talk about, just type in white party Hamptons.
White party Hamptons. Well, Donald Sterling used to have a white party.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to go to that.
I think that was a different white party.
No. Can you believe it? Donald Sterling actually had a white party.
Yeah, it's a white party for sure. You've all shown it.
And nobody suspected anything.
Wait, listen.
I come to my white party.
Right. Everyone had to wear white except for him.
Except for him, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And they would hire Marilyn Monroe impersonators to go to the parties and fake paparazzi. That was a thing.
Sure.
Fake paparazzi.
Exactly.
To take pictures to make it look.
I can't wait for your show.
It's coming up. There's scenes ball.
You know who I'm absolutely sick of?
Who?
I'll tell you next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. So Jacob is the guy you need if you are involved in any kind of accident. You know, sports is full of rivalries, and teams always kick it up a notch for a rivalry game. You know who my friend Jacob's rival is? The insurance companies. And every day is a rivalry game for Jacob. That's okay. Jacob has scouted the competition, knows what they're going to try to do. He's able to counteract their attempts to lowball you, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. That's right. Jacob's able to cover your medical expenses, your car rental, and get you the settlement that you deserve. He's been doing this for 25 years. Experience matters when you're dealing with the insurance companies. Don't take a chance. Call Jacob. Let him continue to beat his rival on your behalf. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
And don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, hey, way to go, Paul Rodriguez from Ventura. He just won a pair of tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse on Sunday, September the 29th at the Hollywood Bowl as part of the Love Earth Tour. Your chance to win tickets still coming up on Ticket Thursday here on 710 ESPN. I'm excited about the Matthew Stafford documentary tonight. Who's in?
I'll watch it.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm all in. I'm going to watch it.
Tonight, Matthew Stafford locked in. An unprecedented look into the life of Matthew Stafford. During one of the most intense stretches of the NFL season, Matthew Stafford locked in tonight at 5 o'clock on the NFL Network and on the Rams social channels.
And a good reason to watch it tonight is because no Dodger game.
No Laker game.
No NBA.
No NBA at all.
Is there no NBA?
Isn't everything tomorrow?
Everything's tomorrow, yeah.
So watch the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
This is the perfect day for it.
Stock night.
Yeah.
By the way, I am watching a show right now that I think is my favorite show I've watched in a long time.
Which is Sugar?
It's called Sugar. It's on Apple Plus. It's fantastic.
What's it about?
Colin Farrell is a detective who finds lost people.
Ooh.
And this guy, James Cromwell, plays an old grandfather producer guy who says, "Find my granddaughter."
Oh, wait. Can you do it in the Cromwell voice?
What's the Cromwell voice?
Well, like, do it like you're on Succession. He always plays the same character.
You do it. I don't know what what does Cromwell sound like?
Find my grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that really a James Cromwell impression?
I mean, he always plays
Does anybody have a James Cromwell impression?
That'll do Pig.
There you go. That'll do Pig. It's good. He was the farmer in Big. So, yeah, great, great show. I love it so much that I am putting out a podcast, a Culture Pop podcast, for every episode. It's like a watch-along.
I like this.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to do that for my show?
You know what?
You should do that.
I absolutely will do that. That's a brilliant idea. The Clipped Watch-Along series.
Yeah.
That's a great call. You should totally do it.
Oh, yeah. We're in.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to do it with him?
You can make appearances on it.
Yeah, I'll come on once or twice.
And then like Talking Dead, they brought in people.
Yeah. Larry Fishburne will come on.
I will help you with our PR
Ed
department.
Ed O'Neill?
I will help you.
Jackie
Weaver?
Because
we're doing one of those things, like we're doing the official one.
Yeah.
But I like any and all media, and I would like everyone to do your Culture Pop thing.
Yeah.
So more attention
culture
to the best.
Culture Pop thing.
The Culture Pop thing.
Thing. Well, you're a YouTube show and a podcast.
Yeah,
so
you know what's weird is it's
what
become,
are you?
It's become more of a show on YouTube
show.
Than it is a podcast.
It should. You're doing it the right way. Those things should be on YouTube. That's the biggest platform that's out
so
there right
like
now.
So like for us, we're on YouTube right now.
Yes.
Do we have a big, like, what are our ratings? Are we, like, comparable to NCIS, or are we, like, up there?
No.
With
not yet.
Not yet. Chicago Fire.
But we have
all of the network shows. Are we, like, that big?
So we usually have anywhere between 300 and 500 people watching at one
time. Wow.
And we have, when it's all said and done on just YouTube, we're usually around 2,000 to 3,000 watches.
Oh, wow.
Well, how do we compare to McAfee?
Good.
Not going to even try that.
McAfee is a massive entirely.
But it's we're also on Twitter at the same time.
Yep.
So those numbers combined with what's going on YouTube are usually pretty high.
I also think, I got to be honest, when I am not able to listen in the car while I'm driving around, I either listen on the streaming or I go on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Like it's really nice to have that option. Like when we have events, like the golf event and all that stuff, like that's what we watch on. I want to do like the Instagram Live too. I think we should do that.
IG Live, absolutely.
At any point.
Yeah. Do the Blue Review.
You're welcome on the Blue Review whenever
Every
you want.
Every morning
She's like,
at
I'm
9:30.
Not doing that.
This summer.
This summer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Once the season's over and I'm summertime.
Yeah, we did it today from 9:30 to 9:55. Doug McCain from Dodgers Nation was
the
my guest.
Doug McCain?
The Doug McCain. Yeah, you can go back and find it on the ESPNLA.com
Man, you're
YouTube
some
channel.
Big names.
I mean, we had Fabian Ardaia on.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Fabian.
Yeah, Fabian's
great.
No, I like that you have guests.
Like once a week, we
and
try
you
and
John
have
McCain
one
on today?
No, John McCain.
Oh.
Doug McCain.
Doug McCain. Yeah. John McCain.
He does a good job for Dodgers Nation, I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, you're talking about shows. I just started watching, it's a movie, but Argyle is on.
Yes, Argyle.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, Brian Cranston.
Yeah, Brian Cranston.
I watched the first. I hear it's really weird.
All right.
Let's have one show at a time.
So you saw it?
I saw Argyle. Yeah,
I really really like it. Bryce Dallas Howard is like a writer, and it's all a spy novel
spy
kind of thing. It's really. Did you like it?
Catherine O'Hara is in it.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's a really fun movie.
And it's Sam Rockwell, who it's I really really
same
like.
Same one
Sam
that did same director that Matthew Vaughn that did The Kingsman.
Oh, is it the same guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it has that vibe to it.
It does. The vibe is really good. It's just a fun, funny watch.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Ripley.
Yeah, thanks.
Everyone says it's weird.
We watched the first episode last night. I think it's really good. I mean,
okay.
I never read the book, but I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen the movie
at
this point, right? Talented Mr. Ripley with Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law.
He's like a creepy guy, right?
Super creepy guy. So this show is about the creepy guy. He's the same creepy guy. And he's gone to Europe to find Dickie Greenleaf and do all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
But I watched it last night. I'm going to stick with
it. Okay, you're going to stick with it. If you stick with it, then I'll give it a shot.
Excellent. All right, coming up next for you to do some What's Up Fool. I'll tell you who I'm sick of coming up at the top of the hour.
Are you going to kick him out of L.A.?
I am not Joe McDonald. I will not be kicking anyone out of L.A.
Is it me?
You, I could make an exception for. All right, so, you know, I love my Hyundai. I'm driving the Elantra now. First thing I did when I partnered up with the Southern California Hyundai dealers was I went out and got a Hyundai, because obviously. And I love this ride. I mean, it is, first of all, it's a hybrid. I've never driven a hybrid before. Really cool, because you save so much money on gas, and gas is like over $5 right now. You might want to check out the Santa Fe, which is their SUV, or the Sonata, which is beautiful, or the Ioniq 6, which is high-tech EV technology that will change your life, all that stuff. And don't forget, next-level tech safety features. Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly go wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Well, Corporate Greg is sitting in the C chair. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, he's the C.
He's the C chair today.
Yeah, we now have a C. It's Bergman.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I saw, you know, if you guys remember, the tiny home craze was all the buzz a few years ago. Well, a tiny home in Cupertino went viral because it sold for over $1.7 million.
Now, what's the square footage on this thing?
One of those legit little baby houses?
384 square foot home.
Oh, my God.
For $1.7 million?
Over 1.7. They haven't even disclosed the full amount.
Is there a cryo chamber in there?
Is there a reason for this to be a valuable house? Okay.
Yes.
She's like, let me finish.
No.
All right.
It's because it sits in a 7,000 plus square foot lot in Cupertino.
Oh,
so people are saying it's not really that they've paid.
They're buying the property.
They're buying the land.
Yeah.
But my thing is, would you guys buy a 384 square foot little home for over $1 million?
Let me speak as someone who once had a 650-foot foot home. Probably would. I mean, you were at my old place.
Bergman,
I don't think you were ever at my
old
place.
No, not the old place.
On the beach.
But it was nice.
It was 600 square feet.
Yeah.
It was two grown-ups and two dogs, and we did okay packed in there. Now, I couldn't have organized it myself. One bedroom, one bathroom. Wow.
Now, cut it in half.
Cut it in half.
Yeah, because mine is seven something.
If you cut it in half.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's 384?
384.
Too small. That's like half the size of my place.
Yes.
Yeah.
So could you do that?
I feel like my apartment in the Valley, it was like across from Northridge, Cal State Northridge. It was like living in the dorms at Northridge.
Yeah.
It was bigger than, we had a lot more room, but it was tight.
Aren't tiny homes meant for the homeless or the unhoused?
Depends on where you are. There's a tiny homes off of, like, I think Laurel Canyon, a little bit further down, like Burbank. They have a tiny home settlement, and they're letting homeless people live
My cousin
in.
Once lived in his van. Like he had one
down
of those
down by the river
eating government cheese.
No, he and his wife, when they first met, they were just like super granola hippies and like went out and lived in their VW van.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like they had an incredible setup. Like they slept, they had a little mattress in the back, they had the mm-hmm. two seats,
yeah,
and they had like a little cook thing,
you know, right.
like a little
grill.
Kitchen,
stove,
yeah,
like a little and like a little, like it was a cooler,
so like an RV
like
type setup.
Yeah, and they came to my college graduation, and they go, "Can we park for the night in the parking lot?" And I was like, "I guess." And then they go, "Can we use your bathroom? Like, can we come inside to use your bathroom? We have to go." And I was like, "Yes."
Okay, let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
How did life turn out for these people?
They're doing great now.
Are they? Are they normal?
Now. Yeah, normal now. It was just a phase.
A lot of people do that, Mace. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. You have to be the right type of person.
Yeah.
So to live in a tiny home and those type of, you have to be
super
the right,
organized.
Yes, those right type of people, and it can only be like two people.
Yeah,
either
you by yourself or you and a partner, and that's it.
That's not true. There was a show for tiny homes where like four, like a family of four, family of five with a dog would live in these tiny homes.
Yeah,
because
but that's not comfortable.
That sounds like they're doing it just for TV.
That does sound like they're doing it just for TV.
Can your family survive in this 300 square foot
yeah,
house?
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Like, sold everything.
They were just like, you know, and... it was definitely a phase. They had like a didgeridoo and they would sit outside and play.
Oh my God, real hippies.
It's like hardcore hippie.
Wait a minute. They live in a van.
Yes.
They're parked in the parking lot. They're playing the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Were they up in Humboldt too?
And they go up to Humboldt.
Grew up in Arcata.
In their drum circle.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Did they like the weed?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Were they playing hacky sack and have a drum circle?
Hacky sack. Oh, my God. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I remember being
hacky sack.
I remember they were like in the parking lot and they're playing the didgeridoo and I was like, I don't know them.
Oh, what's that, Tris?
So, by the way, on the subject of hacky sack, that used to be a big baseball thing. When I worked in minor league baseball, everybody played hacky sack before the games.
Yeah.
And the best hacky sack player I ever saw was Mookie Wilson. He was unbelievable.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
playing for Tidewater, the Mets minor league affiliate.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, he's incredible. But I don't think they allow it anymore.
Really?
They've gotten rid of hacky sack because I think guys get hurt. They got rid of pepper.
Get hurt? Oh.
I still.
There's no pepper anymore?
There's no pepper.
Wait, how are you getting hurt with a hacky sack?
Because it's hard. It's
yeah,
like,
it is hard.
It has teeny little balls inside of the, when it's, I don't know. I played hacky sack a ton when I was in high school.
I was horrible at it.
You didn't get hurt unless you're throwing at people and you hit them in like the eye or something.
And by the way, that's still true about pepper, right? They don't love pepper.
No, nothing.
Pepper was great. Great game.
I don't. Why did they ban that?
Because the ball would go. And now that they've got the fences up all over the place, they should bring back pepper.
They should.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
There you go.
Speaking of baseball, we're only a couple weeks in, and I think we've already got the soundbite of the season from Peter Fairbanks last night of the Rays. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Pete, where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Now, this comes after blowing a save last night's game.
Yep.
But I love his breakdown. This got to be one of my new favorite post-game sound bites, especially when the side to the reporter, you tell me.
Yeah, you tell me. You got any ideas?
Just going to try and not make him suck next time.
Well, the thing with...
I just will try to make him not suck next time.
The thing with baseball, more than any other game, it is a game of personal momentum. Like, you're either... In the zone, in the groove, or you're out of it. And you can look spectacular, or you can look absolutely lost.
Yep.
And Momo, you can speak to the lost part. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
No, I mean, you've talked about your career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, there are times when you're hitting, and it is like a beach ball out there. You're like, everything I hit is going.
Yep.
Everything. Man, I'm just crushing the ball right now. And then there's times where you're like, I can't even hit the ball off a tee.
Right.
I can't even hit soft toss. Like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, there were times, like, literally soft toss. I would swing and miss. I'm like, this, what is happening here? Like, you lose the ability to throw the ball. Like,
yes.
They just changed my mechanics a little bit. And then I started thinking about something I never used to think about,
right,
which is throwing the ball and how you throw the ball. And I could not, and then I started aiming the ball. And then
but the mistake
the
is
thing.
Thinking, right? Yeah. You can't think about it.
Stop thinking you only hurt the team.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's what my coaches say to me all the time.
Honestly, it sounds like he is really struggling and going through it, and he's not going to be around much longer for them because he can't figure. It sounds like when he's saying, I suck, you tell me what I can do.
But don't you think that can turn around in a moment?
It can, but it's not going to turn around up in the big leagues. He's
he will get sent down to the
something
minor leagues or DFA. Or he'll, you know what they do? You know what everyone
IL.
Does? Yeah, Phantom IL, send him down. And work it out in extended spring.
Yep. So, but something's
all
wrong.
All
that
stuff. Yeah.
If you're saying in a press conference, I suck. It's been sucked. That's a lot of. Suck.
How are you
going
to get out of it? I don't know. Got any ideas?
Yeah. You're not going to be around with the Rays that much longer.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So things are tough. Money's tight, and shopping is hard for people.
Yep.
But this TikToker went on a rant because she spent $7 on one apple. She is claiming, and shared her receipt, that she spent almost $7+ for one apple because it's $3.99 a pound. And people didn't believe her until I saw what store she bought it from. She bought it from Whole Foods.
Oh, I thought she was an Erewhon.
Well, Erewhon, it's a $10 apple.
Yeah.
It was called Sugar Bee. The brand of the apple is called Sugar Bee.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, well, if you wanted to see how much the apple was, why didn't you just ask? Because now she's mad at the fact that she paid the $7. But my question to you guys is, have you ever bought a $7 single apple?
Every time I go to Burbank Airport and I shop at any of the little kiosks there.
Well, that's a racket.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Different.
That's
upsold like crazy.
Yeah. And you know, even sometimes the people at that place will be like, hey, listen, I just want to warn you that water right there is $12. So if you want to try the off-brand.
Yeah, right.
Like, they'll warn you. I just want to make
sure
before you buy it, like, you know that this orange juice is $15.99. That place to me is the most expensive.
The airports are terrible. But, I mean, in terms of, I would never shop at Whole Foods. I know I know people love Whole Foods, and they love whatever.
Go to
the
Trader
cheese
Joe's,
bar
man.
And the olive bar and all this. I don't need any of that. I just need regular groceries.
I mean, the salad bar is pretty good.
Yeah, but
it's all organic.
I can make a salad. Get one of those salads and you put it on the scale.
It's like $15.
It is.
$25.
It's expensive.
Really, you're right. I used to do that. And if you, I didn't realize it was all by weight. And then you buy a bunch of groceries with it. And then you look at your receipt later. You're like, did I just spend $34 on this plate of lasagna?
Yeah, you did. You just did.
It's
But it tastes pretty good.
Now, do you shop at Whole Foods, Momo?
I do, but we also do a lot of
Trader
Ralph's.
Joe's only.
Only certain things.
Only certain. It's not. It's honestly just because it's closer. And Daddy likes going there.
Now I'm a big Trader Joe's guy.
Yeah, I like Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Trader Joe's is the best.
But they're better for snacks than they are for all the produce and everything.
Yeah,
although, not for produce so much, but for those pre-prepared frozen things that you can throw.
Orange chicken,
they're really good for that. Yeah, there you go. Orange chicken.
They got the gnocchi.
Trader Joe's
really,
has
really
sort
good.
Of fallen into the category of stores that the food, the pre-prepared stuff is so good, I do not buy it because I will eat it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's too good. I don't want to have it.
You'll eat
it's
it all
like
the time.
Hawaiian sweetbread. Nope.
Honestly.
Cannot control myself.
Nobody
Kings
can control themselves with Hawaiian sweetbread.
It's so good.
It is the best.
It's like.
I like a good sandwich.
With the sweetbread.
But if I have
anything on that.
Yeah.
Like, and you just microwave it for 8 seconds and with
8
the
seconds. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It's so good. And I'm like, nope, we cannot buy this.
All right. Coming up next, I'm sick of two people. I actually added a person.
Oh, another one.
Now there are two.
Romo.
If I tease
What's
at
wrong
3:30,
with my dad?
I could get up to 5 people that I'm sick of if we keep going in this direction. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.